Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, one of my favorite times of the week to be here and touch you and talk to you, and you call me and touch me, and golly, we could have a good time tonight. There's so much to talk about, actually. There is a phrase, or shall we say, a variation of a phrase, that when good people sleep, evil flourishes. I'm sure you've heard a version of that with maybe different words arranged differently, but it's so true. We're aware of so much that goes on around us that shouldn't be, that should be corrected, that should be brought to a higher level. And the question is whether we should participate in this, whether we should try and make a difference. We can only decide at the moment what we should do. Sometimes when we become involved, we actually interfere. And so this choice is a tough choice. What is good for all, including ourselves? And there are some where we really shouldn't even try to make a difference with them because they're on a completely different wavelength. But all can be changed through love. And I mean the true love that comes from the heart center. And when you send this love out into the world, it actually changes particles. I've seen the particles change. And it is a magnificent thing for people to have events changed before them, perhaps so they don't have to suffer, or perhaps the suffering is lessened. These are tough decisions for us to make. Going on another note, I would like to mention something interesting. A friend of mine has recently crossed over. And he said something very interesting to me, that when he crossed over, he was able to see all of his past lifetimes. In other words, all of the fingers of consciousness that the monad had sent to Earth. He had been able to see each one of those. And he was able to see the things that they did in life. And sometimes what they did in life was a great step forward, and sometimes it was a great step backwards. The fact of the matter is, the soul never forgets, and it carries it in its consciousness. And sometimes we have much work to do to bring ourselves up to that level where we were once. And talking about that, My consciousness goes back to that time in Atlantis when their souls were greatly elevated. And you see, it was meant to be a most perfect lifetime there. And there was a group of souls who had destroyed their planet through the ways that were not on a higher level. And they asked if those in Atlantis would allow these souls to come, because the souls that were in Atlantis at that time were on a higher, very high level, and they were greatly in love, meaning they loved everything, they lived in love, they treated each other in love. And so this was a great opportunity for these wayward souls if they were allowed to come. And so they grouped together and decided whether they would allow this group of what we would call wayward souls come. And they allowed them because they thought their love was strong enough. But in essence, this was the beginning of what you might call evil. Because there were the dark priests that were involved. and what ultimately happened over several generations is that Atlantis fell and it went beneath the waves and it rested upon the bottom of the ocean. A very sad story. But the interesting thing is, many of those souls are here on Earth at the present time. Those souls who were intended to help, and also those souls which you might call wayward that cause destruction. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. We're moving towards a golden age, and each one of you can participate in this, and each one of you can heal and bring forth the light in a greater abundance. And it's what we all need. Great love surrounding us. A cosmic consciousness of love. And it is within our grasp. And so I say this to you. Look within and see if you are a part of it. You probably are because you are here right now. And so, my dear friends, for those of you who might wish to know the past lifetimes that your monad has been involved with, you can go to my website at carolynevers.com and on the left side, order a reading. There's so much information in these readings. We don't tell you about a past life. We literally take you to a past lifetime, that one that your soul chooses, and you literally step into that lifetime and you experience what you did experience in that lifetime. It's quite remarkable. And so if this sounds like something that would appeal to you, you can go to my website at carolynevers.com and on the left-hand side of the website, order a reading. You will be glad that you did. The information that comes from these readings are quite remarkable. It's why I came to Earth, dear friends. I came to serve. And I remember when my soul came to Earth, it was like a falling star. And I was so happy to be here, so happy to participate, so happy to serve. And here I am, trying to do the best that I can. And so those of you who hear my voice, if you wish to call in for a mini reading, please do so. Give me a call. We will give you a mini reading on a past lifetime. Of course, there isn't the time to give you a complete reading, but we can give you a mini reading. We can give you some idea of what your soul had accomplished in the past. So that's where we are tonight, dear friends. And I am happy to give you this information. So just call me in. You can ask for that information, or you might have another question altogether different. It's interesting, the questions that people have. You have many thoughts, many questions, because this is a day of great change. And that is why people have a lot of questions, because there is great change, and you see it in the world today. There are dark ones trying to take over the planet, and they will think they have it within their grasp, and it will be taken from them. They will not live this time, win this time. It will be the light that will win. The light, my friends. And I know that those who listen are part of the light. And I bless you and I ask you to call in and participate in this. I will be of assistance any way that I can. So, my friends, this hour goes by so quickly.
Carl,
what can I do for you, dear one?
Actually, it's Carol.
Oh, Carol!
Yeah.
Something like my name. What can I do for you, Carol?
I've spoken to you before, and I was listening to a call, and they were channeling Merlin, and he said, I'm in a lot of pain. I should approach this as though I'm already healed. But since I don't know what that feels like, I don't know how to approach it in that respect. Can you give me any help there?
I will try.
Thank you.
Was there a time in your life when you didn't have this pain?
Maybe when I was a young child.
Okay.
I've been with it for a long time.
Intend to go back to that time when you were a young child and you were pain-free. See your body in that time and see it healing and see it beautiful. Can you do that?
I'm trying to right now.
You can do it, my friend. Just remember what it was like when you were a child and you were free of pain. Are your parents on the other side?
Yes, they are.
Because I see them with you. They're with you now. It is as if they have their hands on your shoulders. And they are asking you, can you feel their energy? They are there to assist you. Can you feel their energy, Carol?
I feel energy, but I have no way of knowing if it's theirs or not.
It's theirs. They're okay. Telling me they're sending it to you right now.
Okay. Yeah, I feel it.
Good. They want you to meditate, to think about your healing as many times during the day that you can put the effort into this. And they will come. You can what, darn?
I can do that 24/7, because I don't. And I try to do it 24/7. Not, I try to feel energy, but not necessarily their energy.
Well, they are there to help you. You see, your parents and you have had many lifetimes together under different guises in different parts of the world and different nationalities. And I've mentioned this to the people on the show before. We have a tendency to travel in a group. We have a soul group that we travel with. And we have all taken the different places, siblings, parents, grandparents, and the soul uses this as a learning tool. And so, even though you can't consciously remember this, these two individuals that were your parents have been with you from the very beginning of when the souls came to Earth to experience. They have experienced with you. So feel their energy. And when you were not taught, well, matter of fact, you feel it right now.
Yes.
Direct that energy, intend to direct that energy to the healing of your body. You might not feel the healing right now. It's going to take several tries. But the time will come when you will work with them and you will feel your body healing. I want you to work on that this week and call me next week and tell me how things are going. They love you very much.
I did get pain pills, but they don't seem to do anything, do too much.
Well, drugs aren't always the answer, are they?
No, they are not.
When you work with your parents, intend that the pain drift off and evaporate like a cloud. It's as if there is a cloud there. It's the pain, and it's just dissolving. It's just drifting away, and it will be so. You see, the intention and where the mind is so powerful. Our intentions are the creative aspect. It's a diluted form of what the Creator held. The Creator had intentions and plans. It's how the Creator brought things into existence. And we all have it on a diluted level, you might say. It's the Creator's gift to us. We can create in this fashion. So let me know next week how this is going, and blessings to you, Carol.
Blessings to you, and thank you so much.
My pleasure. So as we were talking to Carol, I would like to mention to all of you,
Gail,
our intentions are most important. And Gail, what can I do for you, sweetheart?
Yes, this is Gail, and I spoke with you previously, and we discussed the issue of my health and the issue of reconciliation with my sister.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Okay,
yes.
Now, which one do you want to work with, your health?
My health is very important. I've been very aware of the struggle. I can say it's a struggle for about over 10 years, 20 to 10 years, really. And, you know, I just know that it's up to spirit now. It's up to something beyond medical pharmaceutical awareness.
Well, you think that, and I can understand why you would think that. We all think that. But we have powers that were given to us. And we have the power to create. We don't create out of the way the Creator creates, but we do create things. And so I want you to, let's take a moment right now and think of a blueprint. You know what a blueprint looks like, don't you?
Yes.
I want you to envision a blueprint of perfect health for your body. Can you envision that?
Yes.
Now, I want you to intend that your body sit within this perfect blueprint of health. Just intend that this happen, and it will be so. You may feel something or you may not.
Okay, I understand.
Good.
I don't want to verbalize not feeling well, but I have been, anyway, I don't want to verbalize the negative.
We never want to verbalize the negative. You are absolutely correct. We always verbalize the positive because our words, they come from our lips, and there is power and there is movement there. And we can move particles with that power that comes from the lips. The Creator used energy like that when the Creator created. And so only think and verbalize positive words, positive sayings. You know what you might want to do? Take a little notebook or just a piece of paper and write down there each day how the pain has lessened. Because if you see that the pain is lessening, it will give you encouragement to know that indeed you can work with healing yourself. We are our own best healers. And what I'm going to do is I send you this green light. And it surrounds the body. It is a healing light. I will do it now, but I want you to work with it in the future. Every day, send the green healing light around your body and see it, imagine it entering your body and healing all of the systems. First of all, start with the internal systems and see those all healed. And after you feel that that has done some work on healing, then send it to the external side of your body and see that being healed also. You are your own best healer, my friend. We all are. It is the way we are made. Work on that this week and let me know how it's going. And bless you, dear one.
Is there anything that you could... from the aspect of healing the relationship with my sister?
Say that again. I didn't quite understand what you said.
It's the sister thing.
Okay.
It's very important for me to resolve this. But we're coming, you know, there is a time. Our lives do have a certain kind of time limit. We're coming to the end of this life, really, in this body, and there has to be some kind of resolving.
Well, you know, one of the things that you need to do is to send her love. You have forgiven her. You have intended to forgive her. Now send her love. Forget all of what went on between the two of you that didn't work. Concentrate now on what will work between the two of you. And I think one of the things that you want to work is that the two of you can converse with each other in a friendly, loving manner. So, in your mind's eye, see yourself talking to her in a friendly manner and her answering you in a friendly, loving manner. It will come to pass. Do this as often as you think about it. You can heal this.
Yes, I've honestly and earnestly been working on this for over 20 years. Maybe my whole life.
Your sister has traveled with you over many lifetimes, my dear. We talked about that earlier, how souls work in groups. And, of course, she was one in the group, and the two of you had played every part. You've been sisters. You've been mother and father. You've played every part in the family, even in the extended family. And so there were times when there were shortcomings, and there were times when you worked well. And what's coming to pass now,
Tina,
is to clear away all those times that didn't work well. Thank you, dear. Keep working on it. You can succeed. Just know that you can. And Tina, what can we do for you, dear one?
Hi, Carolyn. I've talked to you several times regarding the properties in Arizona and the healing center I want to build.
Yes, it's a magnificent idea.
I think so, too. So I'm going to work on doing a grant and submitting a grant to the Boyfriend's Godmother's Foundation, and then maybe submit it to some other foundations for...
Wait a minute. Let's back up a little. You're going to work on a grant. I think it's a great idea, but where are you submitting it?
So my boyfriend, he has a godmother, or he calls her his godmother, and she has a foundation, and she has always told him if he wanted, you know, money from the foundation just to do a grant and submit it to the foundation for money. So that's where I was thinking of starting, is do the grant and submit it to this foundation to see if, you know, we can get some money that way.
It's a good idea. It's one avenue. But there's another avenue, and that is from the government itself. The government gives grants, and the fact that you are a female and you have a business idea puts you in a marvelous place to get a grant from the government. I don't know how to tell you to go about it except to look up on the government pages on the internet and look under grants and see what you can find, because you would be very much eligible from a grant from the government. So work on both of these things.
Yeah, I have kind of looked into that at one time, but it seems like you got to jump through so many hoops. And it was just like, is it even worth my time?
Darling, what are you doing with your time? I don't mean this in a sarcastic manner. What are you doing with your time? Is it not worth your time to go after some grant money?
Yes and no. You know, how many hoops do you want to jump through is, I guess, the question. You know, the question I would have to ask myself, you know, is it worth my time to even, you know, mess with the government? And all their paperwork and bureaucracy. or are there other easier channels, avenues? You work all of them.
You work the other avenues and you work the government grants. You are a female. You're considered a minority.
Right. I understand that.
You're given preference because you're a minority.
You work
them all, sweetheart. Remember what a grant is. You're getting money that you don't have to pay back.
Exactly.
So you're going to have to spend some time in formulating this and getting it together. And in a sense, it's the way of earning it. But you can do it. It's not as bad as what you think.
Okay. Yeah, it's because it's not a traditional healing center. It's kind of, you know, I think, oh boy, what are they going to think when they read this stuff, you know? you know, all this foo-foo stuff. Maybe that's...
Sweetheart, change your attitude about what you're doing. It's not poo-foo stuff. This is very real. Healing people is real. A healing center is real. Don't denigrate it. Put it up on the highest level. Give it that energy of being something special and perfect, because that's what you're doing. You are working on something that is special and perfect, and the world needs it. Actually, you need it. You came in this world to do it. And what I might suggest is work with your higher self. The higher self is what gives you the ideas. And not only that, the higher self is what connects with your monad and brings people into your life to assist you. You know, one or two people coming into your life and assisting you with this would be most welcome.
Absolutely.
Don't give up, sweetheart. You have a high goal. Your soul has encouraged you to do this. And you have responded in a positive manner. You will have all the help that you need. You just need to believe that, because belief is what brings things into this plane that we live in.
Right.
You can do it.
All right. I know I can. I just gotta kind of get out of some of the little attitudes and, like you said, beliefs that I have surrounding certain things. So,
but you can do it. You know what I might suggest that you do? In these dark moments when you're not feeling, shall we say, elevated, play some beautiful music. The soul and the body are really... lend itself to beautiful music. And I don't know what kind of music that you think is beautiful. Many times it's classical or semi-classical. Play some beautiful music. Maybe music by Mozart. And see what it does to your emotional system. It would be a help to.
Okay, there's some good chants I like to listen to now and then. All right, Dylan, I'll keep you informed.
Yeah, I'd like to know. Thank you.
Thank you for your help. Bye-bye.
Bye. So if there's anyone that is interested in their past lives, you can call in. We can give you a mini reading now. And also, you can go to carolynevers.com, and on the left-hand side, order a reading about your past lifetimes. We don't tell you. We literally take you to that past lifetime and you step right into it and experience it. The lifetime that your soul is suggesting that you go to. It's quite remarkable. So we were talking earlier when we started the show about doing things when the good sleep, evil flourishes. And I know that you've heard arrangements of that, different words. You've got the general idea. And the question is, when we see something, is it something that an event or that we should become involved with? That's where it's good to meditate and connect with your higher self and get directions about what you should be doing in that situation. Because your higher self rules your spiritual activity, and that is what it is there to do, to help you. You know, it's hard to believe this, but we're halfway through the show. So if there's anybody that wants to call in for help or information, now is the time. I tell you, an hour seems like a long time until you start the hour, and before you know it, it's over. So, my friends, another thought. Where do you wish to be tomorrow, or next week, or next year? What do you want in your life? What changes do you wish to make in your life? Are you satisfied with every single event that is in your life? Or do you wish to make changes? Now is the time, perhaps, to think on this, to give a little thought to it. What do you wish to change in your life? And start on it. I'm trying to give you a little bit of a thought, because time goes by so quickly. And if we don't have a blueprint or a plan in place, before you know it, it's next year. Time passes by so quickly. Time and tides stop for no man. Anyway, my friends, we're here waiting for your calls. Do feel free to call and discuss any topic that you wish, any of your dreams. Is there anyone there who would like to discuss one of their dreams? What are you dreaming of? And if you have no dreams, then wonder why. Is there anything that you wish for yourself, that you wish for your loved ones? There's miracles all around us. All around us. There are miracles all around us. And I saw a wonderful movie the other day about a young child that was very sick. And it was rather depressing, all the terrible things that this child went through in their sickness. And their mother had given up hope, had given up faith. And the interesting thing is, this child was playing on a tree, and the limb broke. And when it broke, she fell inside the hollow part of the tree. And she was there for a long time before they could finally get her out. And when she was there, she said she spoke to God. Now, I'm not one to say who she spoke to or who she didn't speak to, but the fact of the matter is, she was cured. She believed she spoke to God, and her body was healed. That was her miracle. And so, miracles are all around us. Expect them. And if you expect a miracle, it will come at some point. So call me and let me know what miracles you are expecting. And if you're not expecting a miracle, think on that. Why are you not expecting a miracle? What we expect and what we intend, we draw into our lives. This is perhaps the most profound truth I can say to you. What we envision, what we say, the spoken word, we draw into our lives. And if you expect nothing but good things to happen to you, that's what will happen. And if by chance at this show there is something going on in your life that is not what you consider good, then change it. You can change it through intent. It's one of the most powerful tools we have, our intent. You know, in the family group, you love your children, and hopefully the husband and wife love one another also. And you intend nothing but good things to happen to everyone. And this intention brings good things forth. What you intend comes forth. Let's take a moment and intend that good things happen in the world everywhere. There's a lot of troubled spots in the world. Let us intend. Perhaps you can think of a troubled spot right now, mentally. Intend that that trouble in that spot vanishes. And there, that spot where there are lots of troubles is filled with light. See the light dissipate all of the darkness. There are some countries that are very troubled. See that country filled with light. We heal by using the light. So, if this is the case, think of your bodies filled with light. Think of the light moving from the bottom of our feet all the way up to the top of our head, the crown of our head. We are filled with light. We are light beings, it is true, but there are times when the light needs to be encouraged. We have a donate button on my website, and if you have found that what I am saying is helpful to you, by all means, I encourage you to donate something. Whatever you have would be helpful to me. And if you want to know about what's going on in your life, the underlying patterns, go to carolynevers.com and on the left-hand side, order a past life reading. They are so helpful, and I know it will help you. We literally take you to that moment that your soul suggests, and you actually put a foot into that lifetime, and then another foot, and you experience the events in that lifetime. It's so remarkable. While we're talking about past lifetimes, is there anybody out there that remembers them? I've come across a lot of people who do remember their past lifetimes. And sometimes it's a great blessing, and sometimes it's a great fear in the sense that you remember things you've done in a past lifetime that were detrimental to your soul. You have these memories so that you can correct it. Anything that was done that needs to be healed, this is the moment of healing. See the green light of healing. Enter your body through the soles of your feet, and that green light moving up through your entire body and out through the top of your head. The body will be healed. Sometimes it will be very slowly, and sometimes quickly. Sometimes there's a miracle, and the healing comes quickly. And I hope that each and every one of you that are looking for a miracle find one today, tomorrow at the very latest. What miracle are you designing for yourself? We design our own miracles. Design a good miracle, whether it's healing, whether it's an increase in finances, whether it's accumulating some friends, and above all, find joy in what you do. fill your life with joyful things. And if you can't think of something joyful, then play some beautiful music that is joyful. Some of Brahms' music is very joyful. I can think of some pieces that are very joyful along with Mozart. Mozart has written some beautiful music. Tomorrow is the beginning of your forever. What will it be? What will you bring into your life tomorrow? Think about what you want. Think about what you want, my friends. What do you want in your life? We are 3/4 of the way through our show. An hour passes by so quickly when there are these wonderful people connecting with one another. So you do have about 15 minutes. If you wish to share something or have a question, please do it. If not, I will discuss some other things that's on my plate, so to speak. Words are so incredibly powerful. Think of the word joy. And if you can, say out loud, I am joy. I am hope. I am the light. I am important to my Creator. And my Creator looks after me and takes care of me and has also given me the tools so that I can take care of myself. Is there someone in your life that you would like to take care of or bring happiness? We all need happiness, don't we, my friends? So many of us are weighed down by problems and fears and sadness, intend to blow them all away like a breeze coming through the trees, down through the body, a breeze of hope, of love, of joy. Beautiful thoughts. Fill yourselves with beautiful thoughts. That is what brings forth those events in your life that fulfills those beautiful thoughts. The thoughts are the blueprint. Well, we're quickly coming to the end. Consider going to my website, carolynevers.com, and order a past life reading. It will be very beneficial to you. It should have all the answers. And if there's someone in particular that you wish to speak with on the other side, we can do that. We can bring those folks in that you wish to speak with. Sometimes they are spouses that have departed, or friends, or family members, and you wish to speak to them. We can do that. Well, I hear a lot of sounds going on outside. We have squirrels that get up into the electrical wires, and sometimes they blow out the lights. I hope that doesn't happen tonight. I intend that it doesn't, that we get through the radio show without a little squirrel blowing out our lights. They are curious individuals, very playful. There's some people out there that want to call me and they're not doing it. Do, because We have 10 more minutes of the show, that's all. It goes by so quickly. And if you have the means to donate, please feel free to donate something if I've helped you in some way. If my words have encouraged you in some way, please take the opportunity to donate what you can. If I've helped you, that would help me. Before we go, I would like to discuss the children in the world. These innocent children who sometimes can be led astray. I'm aware of so many people taking drugs today, and I send light in that question so that people will give up the drugs. I'm inclined to think perhaps people get involved with that because there's a sense of hopelessness. And I send out hope to all of these people and love. Life is too precious to be caught up without all of your senses operating perfectly, without turning your senses over to some kind of drug cocktail. So think about it this week. Where do you wish to be next month? Next year? You need to plan, my friends, because planning is like a blueprint, and the blueprint will be followed, and you will bring into your life what you think about, and you will bring into your life what you intend for your family and for yourself. So think of the highest intentions for yourself and your family, that all of you might walk the high road. There's the high road, the middle road, and the low road. And I hope that each and every one of you choose the high road. We have 10 minutes. We're practically at the end of the show. Hour goes by so fast. It's so quick. So you have a few minutes to call in if you wish. I'll repeat what we talked about in the beginning. When good people sleep, evil flourishes. Was there something you should have discussed with someone that would have been of help to them? Not something in a self-righteous manner for yourself, but something that would truly help them. The weather has been so strange in a lot of parts of the world. There's some movement in the axis. I'm looking at it now. And I ask each and every one of you that is listening to me to send love to the planet, that it follows its design for the highest good, that volcanoes that may wish to go off may soothe down, calm down, and the earth joyfully and blessedly follow its course around the sun. and all the animals and the creatures find this a good place to live, where there is safety. So we have about 7 minutes left on the show. Probably too late to help anybody, but I will talk about some things that have been in my mind. And one of them are our relations with people. If you say something and it makes a person angry, think about what you've said. You haven't served them very well, and you're not serving yourself well if you're making other people angry. What did you do that did not serve someone else? It's very important to be in love and send love out to all those that you pass time with. Time goes so quickly. And before you know it, those years that we have on this planet quickly come to an end. And before you know it, you're on the other side. Now, I'm not saying that anything is wrong with that, or it's anything to be concerned about or fearful, because the learning process and the joy goes on the other side. I was telling you about someone that I knew that recently crossed over, and he said that when he did, he was aware of all of his lifetimes that the fingers of consciousness have gone through, and that he had worked with Confucius at one time, and he was working with teachers on the other side that teach psychology and some of the other benefits that he can use in his work. He chose, or has chosen, to help other people from the other side. So my friends, when we cross over, we're not exactly sitting on clouds playing a harp. We actually have very wonderful work to do if we wish to do it. We have 5 minutes, and I'd like to talk about the word loneliness. If you're feeling lonely for some reason, work on a new hobby. Call forth individuals to come into your life that will bring joy and happiness with them, where you can bring joy and happiness to other people. It's a two-way street. What we give forth comes back to us. It's like a revolving door. What we give out comes back. And may we give out nothing but joy and happiness, as I wish joy and happiness for each and every one of you. And my friends, until next time, I would just like to suggest that if you are so inclined to donate something, please press the donate button and donate something to our cause if you were able. And you could go to CarolynEvers.com and order a past life reading on the left-hand side of the page. Again, joy and blessings to all of you. Until next week. This is Carolyn Evers signing out for now.